This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's tourism industry is working to regain its footing after losing billions in revenue during the pandemic. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's tourism office recently started courting international travelers again, with the U.S. reopening its borders next week. It makes sense to focus on overseas travelers because, according to the tourism office, they spend five times as much as domestic travelers. But Colorado's tourism director, Tim Wolf, says money isn't the only consideration when it comes to rebuilding.
There's also two other components that if we don't take into account as we look at our tourism industry, the whole system, the whole tourism economy is at risk.
Wolf says that social and environmental impacts of tourism. He made his comments to a crowd of about 300 in Pueblo at the state's annual tourism conference. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A center devoted to horror films is coming to what has become a destination for fans of the genre. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Stanley Hotel in Estes Park may have its horror movie roots in The Shining, but now they're expanding beyond the classic. The Denver Business Journal reports that plans for the Stanley Film Center are moving ahead to create a 110,000 square foot space dedicated to the study, discussion, and screening of horror movies. Officials estimate it to cost $50 to $60 million and take almost 2 years to complete. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Housing prices are back near record highs in Denver and Colorado Springs. Currently, the median price for a single-family home is $585,000 in Denver and $446,000 in Colorado Springs. Realtors say new home construction is not meeting demand, and they expect prices to stay high through the winter. This is CPR News and KRCC.